And so, but just knowing that, that maybe 5 years before there is record that he wrote something on Mark and Isolde, all of a sudden these references that keep popping up within his work make a little more sense. Like, why does he keep talking about this? Chrétien, as we read in the second paragraph, was one of the great literary figures of his time, and his works were widely translated and imitated. He had a profound influence on German material, and as I said, when we get to Percival, we're going to use as an idea of how the work finished. I'll tell you what happens in Parzival by Wolfram, and there are works by other Germanic authors, German authors, that parallel a lot of these things. Wrote about Eric, wrote about Yvain, and other people as well. Our big thing here is going to be love and adventure. And we even use the word in the first part of Eric. And of course, what is it? Up to about page 1 to 28, so about a first third of the book, it even says, here ends the first part on top of one of those pages, 27, 28, 29, wherever it is. So the first part of this is what? It's an adventure quest, if you will, on finding a wife. And so that's what the first part is about.